As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden, your best buds in the business. That's right. Go see Katie and the crew. Smith Indoor Garden has everything you need from seed to harvest. You want those big, sticky, stanky, shock absorber sized buds. They got you covered. Go see them at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford.
Bad news, good news. The bad news, this woman in this story is going to jail. The good news, when she gets out, I think she's going to have a lot of suitors, a lot of men calling to her.
Oh, okay. What happened?
Cops in St. Petersburg, Florida. Got a call 7:40 a.m. on Thursday morning about some crazy stuff going down in a public park. There was an 81-year-old woman named Mary Ellen Stewart sitting on a bench, fully topless, drinking a pink wine straight from the box.
Nice.
7:40 on a Thursday morning.
Topless, 81 topless, years old.
Drinking boxed wine. Not even a glass.
Yeah.
Just out of the box.
I'm sure those weren't too perky.
When the cops approached her, she started trying to spray them with her wine. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication. Look at the lady.
Oh, my God. Oh.
She looks like, what's that movie when they, like, see a ghost and their face went that way permanently?
Oh, The Ring.
The Ring.
She does.
She's got the ring face. Oh, my God. Look at that. That's the most epic, epic mugshot I've ever seen.
That is so great.
Oh, man.
I guess that's what you look like when you drink wine topless from the box.
Dude, imagine 7:40. Seeing her topless. Oh.
I am kind of disappointed they only did a headshot. Who knows? Maybe she's got a nice perk rack.
All right.
You never know.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Look at that face.
Ah!
Yeah, that'd scar you for life.
Good Lord.
Put a shirt on, lady.
We don't mind you getting drunk at 7:40 in the morning on a Thursday in a park.
But for God's sake.
Just put a shirt on.
Please.
Roll those things up. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.